Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sue.
So, I've got a question for you. As you're a great traveller on the public transport, and you know London Underground, you know the Paris Underground, which one do you think is the best?
I think Paris is. Just for one simple reason, is that I know it better because I worked a lot in Paris, and it seems to me that it's a lot more easy to follow, a lot easier to follow than the London Underground, the Tube. Just looking at the map, it looks easier.
Well, I have to totally disagree with you on that, okay? Because for me, I think the London Underground is by far the easiest, it's the best. So, give me some. So, you think it's easier? What about the map? The actual London Underground map is iconic. So
yeah,
easy.
Sure, but it looks so complicated, and you've got different zones. In Paris, there are no zones. You buy a ticket for, I don't know, when I used to buy it, it was a €1, it was probably a bit more. €10 or whatever, and you could basically stay on it all day, go from one end to the other, and in London you've got different zones.
Yes, but I'm sure you can cope with that. I mean, I don't think you want to stay on the underground all day, do you? You probably
no.
got a place to go to.
No, but if you've got to go to from one end of Paris to the other, it's going to cost you a lot less than it does in London, I'm sure.
Well, you've got your Oyster card. Anyway, I've got a big question.
I'll give you a little fact about the London Underground, the Metro in Paris, because it's called the Metro, which is short for Metropolitan. So one other thing is that all the entrances are exactly the same, apart from the ones in major stations. And the sign is like an Art Nouveau sign made of wrought iron, etc. They're all the same. Beat that.
Yeah. Well, I think the London Underground has a logo too. I'm sure you've seen it. The circle.
This is actually the look. They all look the same.
Well, yeah, okay. But I think, the London Underground, I mean, the stations, they are quite different, the entrances, because they're in different places. But the logo is the same and everyone recognises it. So give me another fact then.
Well, the line of the Paris Metro is 214 kilometres long.
Oh, I can ring you.
And it has 302 stations.
Oh, well, I can raise you on the distance.
Okay.
Because the London Underground is 249 miles long.
I would just say that a lot of the London Underground, which you are counting, is above ground, so it's not actually the underground.
Well, actually, you've put your finger on it there. You really hit the nail on the head, because, in fact, it's a bit of a, what can I say, it's... I won't say it's a myth, but the underground is actually 60% overground.
There you go.
So I will give you that.
Okay.
I will give you that.
Okay. How many lines do you have in London? Because in Paris we have 16 lines.
Well, I think there are 12 lines.
Okay. But on these 16 lines, I would just say they're it's all the same price to use them, yeah? Not in different zones.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that Paris is the second busiest metro in Europe? The busiest being Moscow.
Well, I find that very hard to believe, because I think that London, when I go, London's a very, very busy underground system for sure. And are you sure that Paris is busier than London?
Yeah. It's the second busiest in Europe, next to Moscow, and it's the sixth busiest in the world.
Wow! Well, again, I have to say that you're better than me on that, because I did check, and London is only the 11th busiest in the world.
Okay,
which I find surprising.
Well, the Paris Metro carries about 4.5 million passengers a day, which is like 2 billion a year. Also, it counts for 20% of the overall traffic in Paris, which is a lot, and I don't suppose you have this for London.
You're right, I don't. I didn't check that out, and so you've actually beaten me on that one. But I did check that in London, they have, on average, of course, 1.2 billion passengers a year.
Yeah.
So it's someone's got to do the maths on that, because I'm not doing the maths.
It's a lot less busy than London.
Yeah, so Paris is busier. But the busiest station in London is Waterloo.
Okay.
Which is quite a nice name for you, for the French people.
Yeah.
And they have 100 million passengers a year.
Okay. Well, we've got Châtelet des Halles, Les Halles, which is like the central point of all the metros, more or less. It's one of the densest stations in the world. But the busiest station is Saint-Lazare in Paris, which has about 360, just over under 360,000 passengers a day, which works out 132 million a year.
Wow.
It's a lot, huh?
Wow, that's a lot. But I've got a question you might not beat me on. What is the deepest station? What's the depth of the deepest station in Paris?
Now, I did look at that. I don't know what I put it down.
Well, I'll tell you that
I think it was Abbesse.
And yeah.
It's about 40 meters. However, I will say another thing about Abbesse is that Louis Vuitton actually made a bag named after that station, Abbesse.
Well, that makes it really fantastic.
Doesn't it?
I must go. Well, but in terms of the depth, in London, of course, the London Underground is much deeper, and the deepest station is 60 meters underground.
Okay,
and it's in the Angel.
Okay, in Islington.
Yeah, which is good.
Okay.
And what about the how many stations did you say are in the Paris?
302.
System? Sorry.
302.
Again, you're more than London.
There are also some ghost stations, which aren't.
Yeah, we have a lot of ghost stations in London, which are used, I think, for film sets now and things like that. But in terms of active stations, just 270.
Okay, well, there you go.
So not so many, really.
No. But you were saying about it being deep. Was it used for anything else?
Well, in fact, it was pretty handy during the Second World War. It they were used as the stations. They were used as air raid shelters.
Okay. Well, because the Paris Metro is too shallow for a bomb shelter, it was actually used by the French Resistance, who were then able to get all around Paris using the metro tunnels. But it wasn't used as a bomb shelter because it was too shallow.
Plus, they weren't being bombed either, I suppose.
Oh, they were a bit. Huh?
But it was really, I thought, that's an interesting thing. And the thing that I can beat you on for sure, I know this. When was the Paris system built?
Well, it was first opened on the 19th of July 1900, and it was completed in 1920.
Well, I'm going to beat you hands down on this. The London system is, I think, the oldest in the world, and it was opened in 1863.
Okay, but I will beat you on something else, because London was designed just as a line, as an underground line, whereas Paris was designed from the outset as a system that was going to be joined on.
Mm.
There you go.
Okay, because I must admit, I mean, it is a little of I'm not going to say it's confusing, the system, but it is a bit of a maze, isn't it? You know,
sure.
And in fact, for example, the station I used to use a lot, which is called Baker Street, it has 10 platforms.
Oh, okay.
So you could easily get confused there.
Sure.
And there'd be lots of tourists saying, is this the line for this? Is that the line for that? You know, so and it's very, very old and dusty and dirty, and I love it.
Mm. Did you know that, I mean, where the you call it the Tube, in London?
Yep.
Is there anywhere else where it's called the Tube?
Well, that's a pub quiz question I'm not ready for.
Just for that, I would say that the word metro is used in 55 countries.
And the tube find
it's
never.
Even used in the UK. I think in Newcastle it's called the metro.
Really?
In Glasgow it's called the metro. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you why it was called the tube.
Go on.
So, because when the first line opened, the central line, it cost tuppence. It was a standard fare, tuppence,
okay,
to go on the tube, and it was called the two penny tube.
Okay.
And so there are not many underground systems that have got a nickname. London has got the nickname. Okay. Now here's a question for you. What do the Cockneys call the tube? Silence, everybody, while Mr. Creed thinks of this. The Cockneys. Now, there are not many underground systems that have got nicknames.
I don't know. Go on, tell me.
They call it the OXO.
The OXO cube.
Because it's the OXO cube, which rhymes with tube.
Okay.
I think I get a few points for that.
All right. Well, you won't know this one, but I can tell you that every single building in Paris is no further than 500 metres from a metro station.
Yeah, that's probably why it's used so much.
Yeah, could be.
It's handy.
And also, you may know this for you, but the metro travels 600,000 miles a day, which is the equivalent to 10 times around the globe.
Wow, I haven't calculated that for London. But it's a lot, isn't it? But what I can tell you is the average time per year that a Londoner spends on the tube, okay? Mm-hmm. 12 days.
Is it because it gets broken down a lot?
Oh, yeah, it could be. But also because I think people travel the long distances. Yeah, 12 days on the tube.
Okay. Just I'll give you another one. Maybe you know this one. What time is the London Underground open from?
Ooh, I'm going to guess here. I'm going to say 5:30.
Okay. Until when?
Oh, I'm going to say 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock. I don't know, actually.
Well, I'm not sure whether this is totally true, but I found that the Paris Metro is open from 5 a.m. to 2:15 a.m.
Oh, right.
I know there are later ones on weekends very often.
Right. And all these trains, they are manned. They're not automatic.
I'm not fully sure of that. I know I've seen them manned, but I think they are manned. Yeah.
I think in London, too, they're manned. I know in Toulouse, they're automatic, and I think that's automatic. Very, very good.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But of course, the reason that they are manned in London, and of course, they have the guard who says the immortal words, "Mind the gap."
It's just a speaker now, isn't it?
Oh, come on. Sometimes it's a recording. Sometimes it's the real driver.
I think that is the most ridiculous phrase in the world. Because it's as if it's the most dangerous thing, this little tiny gap that nobody could go down. However, I did see a video of a drunken woman on a New Year's party, I think it was, who fell down.
Mentioned no names. Okay.
No, there you go. And what about the average speed of the London Underground?
20 miles per hour.
Okay. The average?
Yeah.
Okay. The average speed in Paris is 20 kilometres an hour, and the maximum is 70 kilometres an hour.
Wow, 70?
Yeah. Which
That's
is not
racing
much,
through. But... Racing through.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, all I can... I think we're coming to the end of my fun facts. But what I would say is that I think that the London Underground map makes a great T-shirt.
Okay, but not great to travel on. Okay, so basically, that's our fun facts about the London Underground and the Paris Metro. Which one is the best for you?
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com. And subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcasts.com.